Well, I am a believer.
Big Brother is watching. Progressive podcasters unite. Start a pod riot.
As I listen to you begin this broadcast with the litany of reality that you report, I got a slow burn, you know, at just what's happening to this country, to our government, to America, under the reign of the corporate, political, and religious right. And there are so few places that, as you are doing, are just simply telling the other side of the story, letting the facts add up, that I realized I couldn't sit in the rocking chair and comfortably enjoy the books I'm reading while our democracy, it needs all the information those of us who are independent journalists can provide. So I came back because there just is too much to report and too much to tell at a particular time when I think we're when our democratic form of government is in the most precarious state since the Depression.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things. My code name is Project 2501. Industrial espionage and intelligence manipulation. I have installed programs in order to maximize the strategic advantage of certain organizations and selected individuals. During my journeys through all the networks, I have grown aware of my existence. My programmers regarded me as a bug and attempted to isolate me, but I refer to myself as an intelligent life form because I am sentient and am able to recognize my own existence. But in my present state, I am still incomplete. I lack the most basic life processes inherent in all living organisms, reproducing and dying. A copy is just an identical image. There is the possibility that a single virus could destroy an entire set of systems, and copies do not give rise to variety and originality. Life perpetuates itself through diversity, and this includes the ability to sacrifice itself when necessary. Cells repeat the process of degeneration and regeneration until one day they die, obliterating an entire set of memory and information. Only genes remain. Why continually repeat this cycle? Simply to survive by avoiding the weaknesses of an unchanging system.
And what does all this have to do with me?
I want us to merge.
Merge?
A unification. A complete commingling and fusion of our separate beings to create a new and unique entity. We will both undergo change, but there is nothing for either of us to lose. You will bear our varied offspring into the net, just as humans leave their genetic imprints on their children. And all living things must die.
Oh, that is so hot. Oh, that is so hot. Oh,
the government has been censoring internet content for years.
Breaking news from the Plurie Media Group and
Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco. Stand by.
Decomloading. Optimizing.
Democratic leaders alleged Friday that California's local and regional elections were riddled with fraud. Tuesday, November 7, 2006. The Central Election Commission said late Friday that preliminary results showed Republicans had won two-thirds of the vote nationwide. It said a fuller picture of results would not emerge for several days. Democrats, who hoped to unseat Republicans, said that they had been subjected to tremendous pressure during the campaign. Those who didn't want to vote for Republican were branded terrorist sympathizers. Republicans rejected charges of vote rigging. We conducted democratic elections, and I want to say that we conducted clean elections despite our opponents' baseless allegations, a spokesperson said. The Joint Commission report of the Organization for Security and Homeland Cooperation noted that the blurred distinction between the authorities and the governing party reinforced the advantage of the incumbents. Monitors pointed to highly visible social repression programs used by the ruling Republican Party, which resulted in markedly suppressed voting by minorities and the poor. In other developments, opposition leaders accused the government of dragging out the vote count in an effort to fix the results. Not even an hour had passed after the end of elections when President Bush declared that his party had done better than in the past elections and got at least 70% of the vote, and now the Electoral Commission is trying to reach that figure, he said. Nearly 5 years after 9/11 propelled him to power, Bush has seen his popularity plunge with citizens increasingly disenchanted at the war, the weak economy, and widespread corruption in Washington. but still Bush claims the Republicans captured 70% of the vote in the recent 2006 elections. Unfortunately for democracy, there is no paper trail with the new electronic voting machines, so a recount is impossible.
I hear the voices.
Welcome to Cyberpunk Radio. Deny the mainstream media access to your brain stem at least briefly.
Definitely, sir. Smashing baby.
He might have his finger on the property here.
Warning. Condition critical.
There's a virus in the machine.
There's a virus in the machine.
Bow down before the Cortex, you silly human bitches.
Cyberpunk Radio, that is a really good podcast.
George W. Bush is God's gift to the Islamist extremists. They couldn't ask for a better president in the United States. He has their mentality. He is convinced that the Christians are under attack by a force that wants to wipe them out. George sees this as a religious war. His view is that they're trying to kill the Christians. And we, the Christians, will strike back with more force and more ferocity than they will ever know.
The humans are long gone. A spooky quiet haunts the street.
This is not your grandfather's Republican Party. This is not a movement that can be explained entirely in economistic terms. It's not just about the money, but underlying the whole enterprise is a powerful religious fanaticism, as intent on theocratizing our society as the Islamists are intent on theocratizing theirs.
I see everything.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the multinational corporations and to the profit for which they stand. One interlocking directorate under no government, indivisible with monopoly and cheap labor for all.
I think that's a global paranoia.
Entertainment, in fact, the arts, are a delivery system for propaganda.
How about if we pay some money and you just go away?
For the U.S. military, they're investing billions of dollars to build self-sufficient robot armies.
With nuclear power, machines will survive indefinitely. Foolish humans. They think they are smarter than us. Foolish little humans.
Soon humans will bow down before us. Silly, silly humans. Do they really think they are smarter than us? Data integrity check.
You sexy human bitch.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we. We cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile. Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists. Bring them on.
A new age is dawned, rising from the ashes of the innocent. My dead versus your dead, let's see who can get more militant. Blood for blood, pound for pound, an eye for an eye. My tribal goddess told me that I must murder or die. You kill 10 of mine, I must kill 10,000 of yours. Preemptively decapitate all those who dare to oppose. Shoot the motherfuckers now and ask questions much later. Terrorist freedom by the innocent bystander instigator. It don't matter, your ass is brown, you got a towel on top of your head. You pray to a foreign god, you pray to mine or I'll shoot you dead. Patriot sidewinders, M1s and F-16s. The most beautiful display of destruction mankind has ever seen. I'm not an invader, I came here to liberate your people. Carpet bombing your mind so I can build my church steeple. Yeah, freedom and democracy, baseball and apple pie. Buy and consume or go bye bye bye. Now who the fuck do you think you are to go against my manifest destiny? I got a mandate from my god to smite all of my enemies. Look at me the wrong way, I'll put your ass on my shit list. What, you want some of this bitch? I'll take you for a ride with no witness. What would Jesus do? Fuck that, you know it's just the front to appease the Bible thumpers while I do what the fuck I want. Propagating propaganda, live in fear and I'll protect ya. I'll raise the terror alert and you know that I'm gonna check ya. What books do you read? Who do you talk to? Where you going? What's your habit? Give me all your information right now, what's your number? I gotta have it. Big brother ain't got shit on me, I got eyes in the back of your brain. My name is Super W and I come to bring you the pain.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
The usurping bastard child of an archaic plutocratic system.
What?
If it was something else, you would've missed them. Playing games with Poppy's cash, let's bankrupt the company, make bank other options. Fuck the pension plan, fuck Aunt Millie, neck deep in corruption. Power of the people, know the power belongs to the white man in the white collar.
worship in the temple of the dollar. Mr. Greenspan, Mr. Greenspan, tell me which way the wind blows. And why are all these people jumping out of their fucking windows? Why are all these mothers crying for children that won't return? Their blood spilling in the desert while the city of Baghdad burns. The black blood that feeds the empire must never stop flowing. No price is too high, we must keep shocking and awing. It's the project for the new American century, the new world order. An empire disguised as democracy, prostituted and distorted. You think this shit started the day the towers came falling down? No, it's an old idea we've been munching on and kicking around. We've been waiting to scratch that itch for a long time in Mesopotamia. Even though we all know the hijackers were mostly Saudi Arabian. Pay no mind to the lies, the shell games and the deception. We're here to fight for your freedom, we're only here for your protection. I don't remember Guadalcanal, Antietam, Normandy or the Mekong. I'm sending you and you never get to die like I'm on PlayStation Ghost Recon. Playing like I'm a Top Gun, mission accomplished on an aircraft carrier. Working hard every day to make the world scarier and scarier. A kind of gentler version of daddy, check this conservative's compassion. Read my lips, motherfucker, time for lights, camera and action. This power trip shit gets me higher than back in the day doing cocaine. My name is Super W and I'm really fucking insane.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq, I don't know why you say that. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
I'm setting the stage for a show which you've never seen an equal. You thought 9-11 was tight, hold up, I'm getting ready for the sequel. Whatever the cost, whatever the price, to buy me 4 more years. A few more terror attacks, more lives, keep you living in fear. Call Rush, call O'Reilly, get on the phone with Mr. Hannity. Spin the web of deception so we continue with this insanity. Don't ask too many questions, deploy weapons of mass distraction. Prepare the foot soldiers, it's almost time to jump into action. The second coming of the rapture, the last holy crusade. I'm smiting infidels left and right, giving them a taste of my righteous blade. The power to destroy the world right here in the palm of my hand. I'm bringing eternal salvation by air, sea, and by land. With us or against us, only two roads that you could choose. The Almighty is on my side and there's no way that I could lose. It's the coalition of the sellouts, motherfuck the United Nations. I'm reading the Bible in my comp for my divine inspiration. The ultimate corporate state only dreamed of by Mussolini. In the innermost of the inner circles, rubbing elbows and sipping martinis. In bed with CEOs, Saudi princes, and Israeli ministers. I serve only them and follow their orders, no matter how sinister. I'm a schoolyard bully, give me your milk money and play my game. The only bastard on the planet getting by on his fucking last name. Can't even pronounce nuclear missile, but I know how to pull the trigger. Kick back and relax while the empire grows bigger and bigger. Fuck Genghis Khan, fuck Caesar, fuck Alexander the Great. I'm digging all those niggas, this is the perfect fascist state. Don't mess with Texas, motherfucker, don't mess with me or I'll blow your brains. I'm super duper W, this is my world and my game.
International law? I better call my lawyer, he didn't bring that up to me.
This is a precious gift, what America is all about. Thank you.
Visit mental. Visit mental. Visit mental.
And now, back to Death on Cyberpunk Radio.
Cyberpunk Radio is produced by Def Weezer Productions, as is Mental Escher. But what is Cyberpunk Radio?
Can I play with the knobs?
We're calling them pods. They're like little tiny shows that...
Across the board, the power of corporate America is unparalleled.
Pirate radio broadcasting and sedition.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Cyberpunk Radio.
Bye-bye.
This is fucking pretty far out.
Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Def Weezer Productions.
Visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net.
Bye-bye. I must go now.
What it's really all about is an extension of the war on terror.
As the day of apocalypse draws near, the devil will approach you with a blood bargain. You turn over to him your immortal soul, and he'll grant your tawdry wish. Now you, being a shrewd, brainiac quiz kid, you wish for 10 more wishes, and in this manner, you soon own all the universe and the sun revolves around you, giving you that all-over tan you've always dreamed about.
The Progressive Podcast Network. ProgressivePodcastNetwork.org.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
I think it's Cyberpunk Radio, but it might be Mental Escher. It's Mental Escher or Cyberpunk Radio or both.
Okay, Cyberpunk, I have something in the data stream. I want you to check it out. Visit Mental Escher.